motherfucking K, homeboy. A to the motherfucking K. A to the motherfucking K, homeboy. A to the motherfucking K. And we're back with the ringside report. So obviously these are just a few of the notable news or rumours that we've heard this week in the wrestling world. I say WWE are a bit testy. Of course, I'm talking about the unfortunate wardrobe malfunction of Daniel Bryan's that unfortunately made. I don't know if you class them as headlines, but certainly landed on the old ringside reports and stuff like that. But yeah, apparently he showed a bit more of himself than he would have cared to in Elimination Chamber once or twice. Now, I'm only aware of this from reading it. I didn't actually notice at the time, but is this something you did you see too much of Daniel?
I did not, unfortunately.
Unfortunately?
Maybe fortunately. I mean, definitely fortunately. No, I mean, I didn't know. I didn't notice any of this. I know you shared the article with me about it happening and being reported on, but I didn't pick up on it at all. But yeah, it's not ideal.
Yeah, I mean, say what you want about Daniel, he's got balls.
Yeah.
And so we don't need to linger on that one too long, to be fair. I just wanted to mention it because it sometimes it's worth a chuckle. Sorry, Dan.
I mean, has it been confirmed or is it just a load of bollocks?
Hey, I love it. Oh, that's I don't think I can best that one, I'll be honest with you. Yeah, sometimes we just got to have a bit of a laugh. So, yeah, all in good fun, Daniel. And then the next bit I've got is that, and it's something we mentioned probably in one of our first podcasts, actually, that the British Bulldog has now been officially announced as a Hall of Fame entrant.
So we I'm absolutely ecstatic about.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's well-deserved. It's something that you heard the rumour really early on, actually, because it was officially announced on some rubbish podcast by some guy called Corey. I'm not going to promote it in any way at all. But now, of course, it was promoted in After the Bell with Corey Graves. I think he was the one who officially announced it, but it's something that had been going around the rumour mill before that. But no, fantastic to see that it is official.
Yeah, I think he's very deserving of it as well. Not just because, you know, he's British and he resonates with us, but I think he definitely did achieve a lot. He was, you know, a member of the Hart Foundation, Intercontinental Champion, European Champion. You know, I think he held the European title quite a few times, even hardcore tag titles. Like he did a lot, and you know, he definitely deserves his place in there because he was huge at one point. So yeah, I made up that he's been announced for it because he definitely deserves it.
Yeah, totally agree. Totally agree. So the next one I've got is actually just a quick mention on the coronavirus. So it might be a little bit longer than our usual news articles, but basically that's the advice that the CDC have been putting out. I basically suggest that Mania shouldn't happen because what they're suggesting is that to an event that size, they're asking anyone to hold off any events of that, well, of that size, of smaller, in fact, for the next 8 weeks, which would obviously put us past Mania date. Now, whilst WWE haven't been official on postponing it or doing something different with it, it certainly seems that that's the way it's going to go. Do you have any thoughts on that, Carl?
It's just going to be fucking crazy, isn't it? I can't see them postponing it, but I also can't imagine seeing a WrestleMania take place in like the performance center.
See, this is going to be the weird thing because I don't think WWE would want to postpone it, and I don't think, and it's not through any sort of like they obviously care about people, but at the same time, it's a big event to postpone. But the likelihood is that because of the CDC, the arena themselves might go, no, that's not going ahead, and then they don't have a venue. So you could it's becoming weirdly likely that it could be in like the performance center or somewhere much more intimate, which will be a very, very strange media. I don't think we've ever seen one like that.
It's going to be so surreal, isn't it? I think, you know, for a while now, WWE haven't really put out any like bespoke stages and things like that. For their pay-per-view events, it's always quite box standard, but for WrestleMania, it's always quite a grand thing. And I think there was a lot of hype this year, even just around like the stage and how it would look because of the whole pirate theme and things. And then, you know, if they're not able to put it on in the stadium, even if they went down like the UFC approach of what they did in UFC Brazil, still had it in the stadium, but pretty much empty. Like, if the stadium says no, then to see WrestleMania in the performance center, man, that's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be, sadly, it's one of them things that you'll probably never forget it, but not for the right reasons, you know. It'd be the Mania that never happened properly. It'd be a shame, really, but needs must. That being said, just a quick mention on AEW as well. That's, I don't know if you've seen it, but they are obviously looking to come under the same sort of problem, on a different scale, albeit. But they may then have to hold. It looks like likely that they're going to follow a similar suit of holding the event without an audience. But apparently they've come out and said that anyone who had tickets for any event that they do that with will either get their money back or they will hold that ticket for the next time they are in that area. So without knowing exactly where they were, say they were in Jacksonville, next time they're in Jacksonville, that person will get the seat they were entitled to that they lost out on, which is a good way of doing it, to be fair. Either way, it spells hit in the pocket for such a small company, has a different impact for AEW than it does WWE. WWE can absorb this kind of damage. And don't be wrong, the Khan family have got pretty deep pockets as well, but it's a shame for such an infant company to have to go through something like this.
Yeah, definitely.
And then we've got, just to mention, another Hall of Famer announced quite recently, of Jushin Liger, who, again, not actually even that famous for WWE. Now, he has wrestled some matches for WWE, and you might have noticed him in the news quite recently, Carl, because he has retired and was a massive name for Japan and well, New Japan and the like. Wrestled all over, really, and he has done some matches for WWE. But a surprise, certainly a surprise for me, that he's hitting the Hall of Fame for WWE's Hall of Fame. Do you have any notes on that?
I think, I mean, he's a legend. He's been around for years. He started, I think, even before he was in New Japan, he was in Stu Hart's wrestling promotion in Canada, Stampede. So like he's been around for so long. I think he had two stints in WWE. I think early 90s, he had a couple of matches there, and then even more recently in I think it was like 2015, 2016, something like that.
Right.
He showed up on NXT and a couple of other bits and bobs like that. So, and he was in WCW for a point as well. So I think he's definitely, he's never just been Japan, but he is. He's definitely a Japanese legend.
Of course, yeah.
Especially for New Japan.
It seems to be that's where the names become massive. Sadly, I don't know much about him in the WWE side of things. I was aware he's had a run in WWE, as it turns out, a couple of runs in WWE. But I've seen him more from obviously this big deal of him retiring, and it's sadly it's not a common thing to see a wrestler of his age go out on their own terms and go right, I'm stopping, you know, rather than something causing him to. So it's nice that he's been able to retire on his own terms as well.
Yeah, I think I saw his reaction to it as well, basically just saying how shocked he was and how he doesn't feel like he deserves it. There's so many better wrestlers than him. And it's like for someone to be that modest after God knows how long of a career and being one of the best. Fair play.
Yeah, fair play to him. So, so that's two Hall of Fame entries we've got in the news this week. This one, I'll be honest, Carl, I'll mention it. It means nothing to me, and I imagine it's the same for you, because it's a very American thing, really. And that is the fact that Rob Gronkowski is signing to WWE. And this has been confirmed by Mojo Rawley, who's apparently really good friends with him. Now, I don't know anything about Rob Gronkowski other than the fact that he's friends with Mojo Rawley, so that's not helping.
Now, is it confirmed that he's been signed as a under a wrestling contract?
Apparently so. We're going to get some more info on it next week, apparently, because Mojo reckons he's going to be there next week. But what Mojo said was he can confirm that the rumours are true. So it could be that's left a bit open to interpretation in that sense. But Rob's going to make an actual appearance next week. So by all accounts, we'll find out for definite then what the capacity is. But it sounds like he might actually be a wrestler, yeah.
Well, we did see him a couple of WrestleManias ago in the Andre Battle Royal. He helped Mojo win the thing.
Right, so we always knew he was friends with Mojo, though.
Yeah, so like, obviously he's got a bit of a reputation for being a bit of a hothead in the NFL. And basically he was ringside in attendance at WrestleMania, and I think it was what's his name? What's the damn it. Trying to think, the guy who was in Three Man Band won the WWE title.
Oh, Jinder.
Jinder. So it was Jinder and Mojo, and basically Jinder got in like Rob Gronkowski's face on the outside. So then Gronk got out and did like a shoulder tackle on what's his face, Jinder. And then Mojo ended up eliminating him to win the Battle Royal. So he's crossed over a little bit with them before, but I'm very surprised to see he's being given an actual contract.
Right, I didn't realise that that Rob was able to hinder Jinder.
He hindered Jinder.
Crazy. Right. But yeah, again, we'll find out because it's, you know, with all due respect to him, he's not a wrestler, so I don't know whether it's going to be more gimmicky or whether he's going to actually put some time in developmental and build himself up as a wrestler. I honestly don't know. Or whether they're just going to put him in some sort of shitty tag team with Mojo until the shine goes off the apple. But we'll see. We'll get a bit more info on that next week with any luck. I personally, this next one, I've wrote it down because it's making certain articles such as like the Bleacher Report and stuff like that. It doesn't really feel like news, but I want to mention it anyway, is the fact that it's been noted, or someone's got some footage or whichever, that with the SmackDown this week, when they cut to advert, the wrestlers just stood there. And you go, well, that makes a lot of sense, because who are they wrestling for if the cameras aren't on? But apparently that's news. So, yeah, there's some images have come out of, like, when it's cut to commercial, as it were, for the Yanks. Bailey and Sasha have just kind of stood there or walked around the ring a little bit, and no one's interacted with each other until the cameras have kicked back in. But it just makes sense. Yeah. It's like, well, yeah, why would you carry on wrestling for nobody? So it was fascinating,
to be honest. There's a video that got leaked on Reddit. I watched it earlier on. It's proper fascinating because basically they say that they've cut to commercial, so all the girls stop in the ring and start kind of having a chat about the match. Then I think it might be Bailey who goes, we need to switch the turnbuckles around or something. So it's like, why? And I think she's basically saying because Asuka's going to come in and interfere, they need Alexa and Nikki to be on the side by the entrance ramp. So that seems logical that she can get involved. So they're having this conversation, trying to figure that out. Meanwhile, Michael Cole and Triple H are going to be overheard. Triple H is basically taking the piss out of them, saying like, why are they performing for the audience that isn't here and not for the camera? Like kind of almost kicking off a little bit, but like saying it like quite jokey. And then Michael Cole's trying to speak to Vince or whoever it is in his earpiece to make sure that it's all coming through. And it's mad. It's like a little mini documentary, but it's only about like a minute's worth of footage. But definitely check it out. It's fascinating.
Right. Yeah, I'll have to have a look. Yeah. As I say, it's from what I read, really, but it sounds a bit more fascinating than what I read because it just seemed like a logical thing to do, but became news in a way. But that'll probably be why there's a bit more to it than that. But yeah, again, all part of a surreal couple of weeks we're going to have in wrestling, really. So The other mention, I don't know if this will be anything, it was just a comment from Bray Wyatt in that if WrestleMania didn't go ahead, that he wants to have his match with Cena in a bar fight death match. Do you think that is actually him sort of building to something that might be an alternative? Or do you think it's just a comment on Twitter?
Yeah, I think it's just him being funny. I think he said it was going to be in a Hooters.
yeah, it's definitely a comment then.
Yeah.
And then we have, of course, the Revival. I've been looking for their exit from WWE, and there's apparently strong suspicion now that they are going to AEW. How do you feel about that?
I mean, they've always been quite a good tag team from NXT, and then when they got brought up to Raw, they kind of didn't really get used that well. So I definitely think that they've got the makings of everything good. I think if the team go to AEW and they get used well creatively, then I can see them being they're quite an old school tag team, to be fair. So I think they'll fit in well there. AEW kind of has that old school
tag
team.
Yeah, it's got the right vibe to it, yeah.
Yeah, so I think they'll do good.
Cool. It'd be nice to see. Obviously, it'll be repackaged because I think WWE own the Revival and the names and the like, so I think they'd have to come in as something else, much like every other wrestler had to. But nevertheless, it'd be remain to be seen, I suppose.
Yeah.
And then the last one for the Ringside Report is 316 Day, which, funnily enough, at the time of recording, is probably just about starting. but, yeah, do you think Austin might actually... I think it's strong that he will. Barring any sort of travelling issues, but do you think 316 they'll still go ahead to this what is it now, an empty Raw?
I mean, if it does, it's going to be so weird, isn't it? Like, to see a Stone Cold Steve Austin entrance without fans.
Yeah.
That's weird. That is weird as fuck.
On top of that, we're meant to have him and Undertaker. Undertaker's less of a big deal, obviously, because of the building feud with AJ. We're going to have two big legends on a Raw with no audience. It's going to be kind of strange. I think this will probably motivate them even more so to have Austin there because they need something to get the viewers on because we already know it's going to be a really strange watch anyway, you know. But at least we're all going to tune in to see Austin. But yeah, again, it like you say, we've never had that. Have you ever seen Austin enter the arena to nobody?
It's going to be weird. Very weird.
It truly is. But... yeah, so it's sort of because 316 Day, I think, was planned weeks in advance, wasn't it? So it's a shame, really, that it's not going to go ahead to the way they planned it, but much like a lot of things that are going coming forward now. But that's the last bit I had in the Ringside Report, anyway. Do you have anything you want to add? Any rumors or news? Or
no, I don't think so. I think that's everything pretty much covered. Sure. I think it's just going to be crazy to see how this coronavirus impacts everything going forward and ultimately to see the impact on WrestleMania, especially. To be scary times.
It is scary times, especially for people who like to make regular podcasts about wrestling, I would say. speaking of the impact on WrestleMania, it brings us to our segment three, which is much shorter than our usual segments, mostly because we've talked about this week in wrestling for nearly 2 hours. But this last segment is just to talk about our plans for WrestleMania. So, Carl, would you like to announce what the massive impact on WrestleMania we're going to have is?
Well, you see, we're taking WrestleMania and we are putting our little spin on it. And we're going to be bringing out Eight of the Cania.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, T-shirts will be found at 8ofthekshop.com.
Of course.
But, so, basically, obviously we do these once a week. What we're looking at with the week of WrestleMania, all being well, that WrestleMania still goes ahead. We'll still do something, but... with Mania still happening, our plan is to do a series of what I'll call mini casts. I don't know if that's an actual thing, but basically stuff that doesn't take 3 or 4 hours like I normally do. And we're going to do a different one each day centered around WrestleMania. So, Carl, are you happy to give a quick run through of what we have on the cards for our Eight of the Cania week?
Absolutely. So kicking off on the Monday, we'll be doing a little bit of a countdown to our top 10 WrestleMania moments. So that'll be interesting. I think there's been a vast amount of WrestleMania moments over the years. So it'd be good to kind of run down what we consider to be our best ones. Then on the Tuesday, we're going to be taking a look at The Undertaker's streak. So we'll be talking about what we feel is the best match from Taker's streak and how we feel it should or could have ended if it didn't end the way that it did. Then on the Wednesday, I'll do a little bit of a flip to what we talk about on Monday by talking about the 10 worst WrestleMania moments. So, and again, there's been a lot of them as well. So we'll be going through that. On Thursday, we'll be going through our top 10 WrestleMania matches. And again, there's plenty to choose from there. And then Friday, do you want to talk about Friday's big plan?
Yeah, so Friday, this is a little project of mine because you've probably all gathered when you listen to us that Carl's history in wrestling is much more substantial than mine. So my aim for Friday is to do the big Mania quiz, which will consist of anything I can find WrestleMania-related to stump Carl. So the idea being to do a quiz. I haven't even decided how many questions I'm going to do yet. And I'm going to see how much or how far I can stretch Carl's WrestleMania knowledge. So that one should be a fun one. So I'd recommend tuning into all of them, but certainly let's see how much Carl truly does know about wrestling. That's our Friday.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Also scared at the same time. I think you build me up here to be this, fountain of knowledge on wrestling. And when I don't get a single one right, then I'm going to look like quite the fraud.
No, I'm going to have to dig deep for that, Carl, because your history does go way further back than mine. Without pulling out obscure things like, what was the random attendance numbers that WWE made up that blatantly weren't true that year? It'll have to be fair questions as well, but you'll see.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to that on the Friday. Then on the Saturday, obviously it's the day before the main show, assuming it all does go ahead. So we'll have a look at the final WrestleMania card, make our predictions, and then do you want to talk about the plan for WrestleMania Day?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, WrestleMania Day, obviously me and Carl, we like to watch it live. Hopefully that will still be the case. Mania will go ahead in some way. So we'll be watching it live. For us over here across the pond, it will be at, is it roughly 2 o'clock in the morning it starts, Carl?
Yes, I think with all the pre-show and stuff, probably start around about 11 o'clock, something like that. It's usually about 2 hours long, isn't it? So,
so we'll be starting from 11 p.m. And obviously watching the whole thing. Or as much as they're gonna put on. I'm hoping it's gonna be a full card. Fingers crossed. So as a reaction to that, we are then throughout the night probably gonna be posting different things. We'll be using the social media for that. So you certainly want to check us out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We're on TikTok now, I believe. So join us on there. You'll be able to see the different things we're putting up. And then after the fact. As a bit of a change up on what we normally do, we're going to do probably won't be as long a podcast, but we'll do a quick podcast just on our initial reactions, hopefully some shocks in there, that sort of thing. And that'll take place just after we finish watching the show, when we're totally exhausted and probably a little bit drunk.
So I think that is a very jam-packed WrestleMania week agenda. So yeah, I'm looking forward to going through all these different little mini casts. I think it should be really fun.
Definitely. And again, I don't think I plug it enough, but seriously, we've managed to stretch ourselves out there on most any social media, so we can be found on all the ones I listed before. But basically, any social media you can find, if you just search A to the K, you'll find us on there. And give us a like, give us a share. Get us a bit of an audience going. It'd be great. And I think, unless there's anything else, Carl, I think that's everything for our third segment, which is A to the Kania.
Hey. It just sounds so good. It does. So good. And again, that merch, you can get it on atothekshop.com.
Which we'll have to set up at some point if we keep doing it.
I know, yeah. But yeah, no, I think exciting times ahead. Also, interesting times ahead to see how it all plays out. But yeah, hopefully you'll join us on the ride, because if you all have to self-isolate and, you know, avoid the public, then you've got plenty of time on your hands to listen to all our podcasts. So
there's our new slogan.
Look forward to sharing it with you.
Isolate with A to the K.
I like it. That t-shirt will also be out soon and available on a2thek.com. Oh, a2thekshop.com, my bad. My
yeah,
bad.
You got to throw a shop in there.
Okay.
That's what all the other guys do. Awesome. Right, guys. So we will all see you next week.
Yeah, take it easy, guys.